The Sisters of the Holy Rosary and the parish priest of Gaza, Father Manuel Musallam, are trying to pick up the pieces after unknown thugs ransacked and looted the sisters' convent there. Father Manuel says the break-in occurred during the recent fighting between Fatah and Hamas factions. Sacred images and books were burned, furniture was broken, and computers stolen. The five Sisters of the Rosary run a school of about 500 pupils, thankfully closed for the summer. I spoke to the Franciscan Custos of the Holy Land, Father Pier Battista Pizzaballa, who says the incident is an isolated one and that relations between Christians and Muslims have been very good in Gaza.
That is true. Till now, we didn't have so many problems with the Muslim community in Gaza. Not at all. Few incidents, but not incidents between Christians and Muslims, but between inhabitants as usual. I suppose that in these days, since the situation is chaotic, every group wants to prevail and to show power, so there is a lack of coordination between all the organizations. I hope that the next days Hamas will manage to put order in all. The territory. Now Hamas has the power in Gaza. You like or not, this is a reality already. So we have only to hope that Hamas will put order in that situation. We don't know how they will be. We know that the president didn't recognize the power of Hamas in Gaza, but this is already a fact.
Do you have any contact with the Holy Family parish?
We tried to call them many times, but the line was always busy. Suppose everyone wanted to call them. But I know that everyone is in good conditions, and just the properties have been destroyed a little. No one was in the house, so nothing happened to the persons.
Do they know who was responsible?
It's very difficult to know who is responsible for that. The leaders of Hamas called and said that they will put order in everything, that they are not responsible for that. There are so many groups and factions that it's difficult to say who is responsible.
And the United States has decided to lift its sanctions on the Palestinians and allow aid to come through. How do you look at that?
It was about time. I think at least this can help the situation in the West Bank for the poor, because the sanctions are a problem for the poor, not for the establishment. So I hope that this will help, but now the situation remains, in any case, chaotic and very difficult.
But will this aid get into the people in Gaza who are really the ones who need it?
I have no idea. I don't think, at least not immediately.
This week, the World Council of Churches is meeting with churches in the Middle East, in the Holy Land, and so on, to see ways that Christians around the world can display their solidarity with the Christians in the Middle East, especially in the Holy Land. How can they do that? How can we, outside that region, actually do something to make a difference, to bring peace to the Holy Land?
I don't know how we can bring peace to the Holy Land, but what is important to maintain the contact with the Holy Land, not to abandon mainly the Christians there. I think the main way is to come to Holy Land with the pilgrimages. This will help economically, psychologically, humanly, socially, all the Christians and all the inhabitants of the Holy Land.
The people on their television screens, all this violence in Gaza and in the West Bank, they're saying to themselves, oh, I don't want to come, it's putting my life at risk.
But the pilgrimage is absolutely safe. There are no risks for the pilgrims because these regions are very far from the pilgrimage itineraries. So there are no problems at all for all the pilgrims. So they can come.
Father Pizzaballa and Father Manuel are asking for prayers and an answer to the most pressing needs of the people in Gaza: hunger, joblessness, and an end to violence.